was my first film that I did in, out of school, and there was about a 3-month audition process for it, and when I finally got the role, I remember going down, and these kind of things don't happen anymore on films where you actually rehearse or where you go down for camera tests. They flew me down, and as a student just fresh out of school, the fact that anybody would pay for an airplane flight for me alone was a luxury, and then I had my own hotel room, so for me it was all very heady. The smallest things were very, very heady. And I remember we did a camera test where they were testing me in wigs, and I had been studying Public Enemy and reading Dashiell Hammett and The Key and really trying to look at the look of the era. So I really wanted my eyebrows done a certain way, and I wanted very heavy makeup and as the era. And I just remember going in, and Barry and the Coens were so nice filming me and doing the camera test. And then one of them took me aside and said, "Marsh, it's not a vampire movie." Okay. And so we went back and we found a look that was more subtle and more real. And then I left it for about a week, a month, I don't remember what. And during that time, we had the tragedy of Trey Wilson having a brain aneurysm and Albert Finney agreeing to take over the role. We hadn't started shooting yet, and Albert loved the Coens. And so most of my memories, there's separate memories. There's memories of the work and memories of working with the Coens. And then there's memories of the experience of a young girl fresh out of school, as green can be. The work itself was glorious because they rehearsed. They don't really ask you to figure out where you were moving around the room. They have a very specific idea. And your first rehearsal, usually we would do it without you, right, Bear? Or, which is also unusual that the camera's not in the room for your first. Now the camera is rehearsing and you're just stepping into place. But we would rehearse. They were very specific, and then they would set up the camera, and sometimes we would go away for an hour. Again, never happened today. You go away for a long time for the setup. And we'd come back and shoot it, and they were very specific about what they wanted, and they always talked together. So one of them would go, Marsha, could it be a little more? And then Ethan would say, yeah, just what he said. And Joe would go, exactly, if you could just go, right. And then I would go, you want it smokier? You know, you'd have to, like, provide your idea of what they were trying to say. And then you would do that. It was a fairly easy process of working because they're so specific. But on the other side of it was the... you know, when you're in school, literally people will they'll comment on the way you breathe in a scene. They'll say, your breathing was great in that scene. And when you're in a film, they get done with the last shot and they're, all right, moving on to the next setup. And you're kind of wondering where you are. So that was my first experience, was understanding the rhythm of a film and the rhythm of, if there's nothing wrong, no one's going to say anything. And you just trust. And this is why Ben probably said early on, he held my hand a bit, because the silence was very loud for me at the time. But then on the other side of it, as I said, there's the green girl. I just remember this one experience in the elevator with Albert Finney, who is quite the flamboyant ladies' man, absolutely lovely. And we had gone maybe to see the races or something and had hot dogs, or maybe we'd gone to have oysters. When Albert had taken over the role, my father had said to me, my father's an old military officer, and he'd said, that goddamn Albert Finney. Oh, he's fine, that Albert Finney, that goddamn oyster scene in Tom Jones, that's fine, that goddamn Albert Finney. So when I met Albert, we were in the elevator going to our respective floors. I said, excuse me, Mr. Finney? And he said, yes, darling. And I said, well, that film you did, Tom Jones? And he said, yes, darling. And I said, well, was that about Tom Jones, the singer? Yeah. And he said, darling, have you never read a book in your life? And he started doing pelvic thrusts at me in the elevator and singing It's Not Unusual. So there was a sense of fun and a sense of, we would go out afterwards. We shot in New Orleans and everyone would go out. And it was there was a beautiful sense of camaraderie. And I think for me, I was absolutely spoiled. That was my first experience on a film with people like the Coens, like Barry, like Ben, who are so A-list, but they're gentlemen. And it wasn't a luxury experience. That's not how they operate. It's not about having the biggest trailer. They don't like divas and things like that. But it was just a privilege. And that's my biggest memories. It was a privilege, and then to enter into the film world and that role, shot so beautifully by Barry. I was like, I love myself. Look at me in that negligee. You know, like the hair and everything. I loved it, and I have to say, very, very few film experiences have equaled what I had the first time.